following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are John Slagers of KLEM in Lamarst and Aaron Summers of the Record Democrat in Pocahontas. John, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Okay, thank you, Senator. Good morning. Define waters of the U.S., a bill that's moving forward. How is this different from the way the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers currently administer waters in the U.S.?
Yeah, difference between night and day. The Corps and the EPA, according to a map that Farm Bureau put out, would control about 97% of the land in Iowa. And you can imagine what that would do to farming. So our bill goes back to the traditional approach to federal regulation. In other words, where federal regulation ends is where big boats can go up as far as a navigable river allows them to go, and then state government takes over after that. Okay, let's go to Pocahontas.
Thank you, Senator. Keeping with discussion of agriculture, can you just give us an update on the situation with the Mexico and the corn situation?
Yeah. Well, I'll go back to a conversation I had with Ambassador Tai, the head of the Special Trade Representative Office, and she was before the Finance Committee, and I said we've been dealing with this since December 2020, and all the talk that we've had with the Mexicans haven't accomplished anything. So I said, you took my advice, and a few weeks ago, you instituted the first step towards the USMCA dispute resolution process. That first step was to have more talk for 30 days. So I said that 30 days is going to end April the 7th, I assume, without a solution. Then you better get to the dispute settlement process in USMCA. And that's what I think they're going to have to do, because I don't think the additional talks for the first 30 days of this dispute settlement process has accomplished anything. So I expect them on April the 7th to institute a real case through the arbitration process that goes on in USMCA. Back to Lamar's.
Senator, the Farm Bill is up for another round, another five-year plan. What do you see as the priorities in the Farm Bill this time around?
Maintaining crop insurance the way it's been. Every farmer I've talked to consider that the best safety net for agriculture. Even though farmers have to pay into it, it's still anticipating risk before the risk catastrophe actually happens. After that would be more money for ag research, for foreign agricultural sales, probably put some more restrictions on CRP so that the government can't outbid cash rent farmers when land is put in the CRP. And then if my cattle bill can't get passed separately, to include that in the farm bill. Okay, back to Pocahontas.
I was just wondering if you have any comments that you'd want to make about the news about former President Trump being indicted, even though we haven't seen those documents come out yet. But just in general, do you have any comments on the situation?
Yeah. Well, I believe, obviously, this is very unprecedented, the first time it ever happened to a U.S. president. Also, federal prosecutors anticipated prosecution and didn't do it. I think there's a political tinge to it, and that's kind of a blot on equal justice before the law for everybody, and I think it's a very weak case. We'll know as time goes on. Back to Lamar's.
Thank you, Senator. You've been pushing for year-round sales of E15 through the EPA. Have you considered other alternatives, such as maybe improving the possibilities of more retailers selling E15?
Well, we're trying to promote that through a program in the Department of Agriculture by giving some financial help to people to put in pumps that are E15 pumps. That's one way of doing it. But I think we have to keep the heat on the EPA for year-round ethanol. We had it last year. The president announced it about April the 10th. We had EPA tell us this year that you couldn't have it this year because it might not have time for the wholesalers to adjust to getting out the product. But if April the 10th, when the president announced it last year, and he did it when he was in Iowa, it isn't April the 10th yet, so they could announce it for this year. And I think I'm going to call on them to do that. And then we have the legislation that's a bipartisan piece of legislation, Ernst Mee and Klobuchar and other Democrats that can do it as well. So when you can't get EPA to give certainty to the industry, passing a bill would give that certainty. Back to Pocahontas, and this will be the last question.
Thank you, Senator. I just wondered if you've seen any action being taken. I know we've discussed before trying to get some better protections in place for U.S. intellectual property, particularly in China. Are you seeing any movement to make some changes in how we protect our intellectual property?
Well, we haven't been very successful in stopping the Chinese from stealing our intellectual property. You might win a case here or there, but it's very difficult to win. And so I think companies find other ways to go around it. But the U.S. government has made a determined effort to move as much manufacturing out of China as we can. And I think even private sector companies have tried to do that, either move it back to the United States or other countries that follow international trade rules to a greater extent so we can have some certainty and not have the uncertainty we have from China. But China is going to be a major problem for any company doing business there. And I think I would urge American companies to be cautious on doing business in China. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, John and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.